Good morning. Arctic high pressure overhead producing frigid temperatures this morning across interior New York and New England, many places between 0 and 10 below, with some locations even going as low as 10 to 20 below zero to start the day. Other locations seeing just a slight breeze, but enough to keep it at about 0 to 5 above. But in these locations, a slight wind is producing wind chill values in the 0 to 10 below range. So either way, it's a cold start across the region. It's dry, though, with that high pressure producing plenty of sunshine. And it looks like that sun will help out a bit. This morning, it'll push temperatures back above zero through the single digits and teens before we settle into our afternoon highs in the mid-20s on average. Another clear and cold night tonight. That same high pressure will be anchored overhead, producing readings back down towards zero on average. Into the day tomorrow, around the backside of high pressure, we'll pick up a southerly wind. This will allow readings to push higher than recent days, and for the first time in several days in many locations, we'll get up to freezing and beyond. In fact, average high temperatures will be in the middle and upper 30s, with mostly sunny skies. Clouds will move in Friday night and be with us for the first part of the day Saturday as a weak disturbance pushes through, probably very little, if any, precipitation with this. Then sunshine Saturday afternoon, pushing highs up toward 40. Another disturbance on Saturday night will produce a few snow showers, then sunshine on Sunday. Highs behind this system, though, will go back into the lower 30s. Yet another weak disturbance arrives Sunday night into Monday with more snow showers, and more snow showers on Tuesday of next week. High temperatures through the midweek period will be back into the lower and middle 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, flood watches and advisories have been issued for parts of the Pacific Northwest and Northern Rockies. Moderate to heavy rain and melting snow are expected to cause rises to many area rivers and small streams. This could lead to some stormwater flooding, as well as mudslides or debris flows. Frozen soils across the area will also result in poor water infiltration that will likely increase the potential for flooding, especially for urban and low-lying areas. Meanwhile, a freezing rain advisory is out for northeastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. While icing is not expected to cause power outages, hazardous travel is likely in these locations. And a winter weather advisory is in effect for tonight and tomorrow for the southern Appalachians of western North Carolina. Low pressure across the Gulf of Mexico will lift northeast just off the southeastern coast by tomorrow morning. Arctic air already in place will produce precipitation in the form of sleet and snow, especially in the mountains, while along and east of the Blue Ridge, freezing rain will occur. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport, the Bahamas, at 8:40 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. The last report of hail was at Annaba, Algeria, at 5:30 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under crystal clear skies and 4 below zero. A northeast wind at 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 38 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 4 degrees, the dew point 5 below, 66% relative humidity, a northeast wind at just 3 miles per hour, and the barometer way up at 30.64 inches, and it continues to rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Yuma, Arizona, and Thermal, California, to a low of 31 below zero at Babbitt, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 20s, Boston sunny in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the upper 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 26 degrees, the low 10, the average temperature 18, that's 13 degrees below normal. Just a trace of snowfall yesterday, just a trace for the month, which is 2.2 inches below normal now, and 65.2 inches for the season, which is 16.5 inches of snow above normal. There were 47 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 241, and 5,358 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 40 degrees, the average low, 22. The record high, 63, set in 1974, and the record low, 21 below zero, in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 6:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:51 p.m., 11 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny but cold today with highs in the lower 20s. Clear and frigid tonight, 0 to 10 below, but as low as 20 below in sheltered valleys. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny but cold today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny but cold today with highs in the mid-20s. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Deconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny but cold today with highs in the mid-20s. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunny but cold today with highs in the mid-20s. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, more sunshine, a bit milder in the middle to upper 30s. As we get into Saturday, clouds giving way to sunshine, breezy around 40. Chance of snow showers late Sunday into Monday. Lower 30s Sunday, upper 30s Monday, and a chance of snow showers Tuesday and Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds with highs both days in the lower to middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.